You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Les hang out.
Let's hang out.
And let's talk about what lesbians are about.
Let's hang out.
And let's listen to two lesbians shout.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Let's Hang Out. I'm Ellie Brigida.
And I'm Lee Holmes Foster, and here's what's happening this week.
This week in the lesdom.
This Week in the Lesdom is a place where you can touch base each episode about things going on with the podcast or otherwise. And I know we are a little bit behind on the Barbie craze, but we have to talk about the Barbie movie. First of all, at some point, whenever we can do Should Have Been Gays on Struck Work, we will be doing a Should Have Been Gay on Barbie, let's be real. But one of the gayest things about it was that they featured Closer to Fine by the Indigo Girls. So shout out to the Indigo Girls for having a resurgence because of the Barbie movie. Also being the top grossing film by a female director ever. So many incredible things for feminism and queerness. So
incredible.
Here for it.
I also want to talk about, listen, you know how we've been playing this game for the last few years of like name a straight actor challenge? They don't exist. So I want to talk about the gays stay winning. Because we got Wayne Brady, y'all. That's right. Some of you may have seen Wayne Brady came out in a fabulous TikTok that featured a visual pun gags, right? Featured so many, like, just rainbow flag, rainbow lights, rainbow paper confetti strewn about. Wayne Brady in a wig, lip syncing. It was all the things. He came out as pansexual. I am just thrilled for him and for, again, everybody who is living their best gay lives. It brings us joy.
So much joy. Yeah, there's from the gays. Hide your kids.
We'll find you all.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. We're coming for you and you're coming out of the closet.
Amazing.
That's what's happening this week. Back to you, Ellie and Lee.
Thanks, Ellie and Lee, and welcome to our 109th installment of Should Have Been Gay.
Oh, it was fun, it was great, but it should have been a little more gay.
And in this week's episode, you know what's coming, Ellie. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can.
And then you're going to write a gay version.
Oh, I should have. I honestly, listen,
please
someday
just
let's
take
make
me
a,
and I'll take my man. Yeah.
God. Listen, we're switching up a little bit. The Should Have Been Gay right now. We're kicking off this season's Should Have Been Gay round. We wanted to think outside the box.
And I'm super pumped for this. I will say, because of the SAG strike, we are being intentional about not promoting any
movies or TV shows that are covered under that strike. So we were like, you know what? We can do music, which I'm super pumped about because I love talking about music.
Yeah, we're trying to shift focus a little bit. So we are gonna talk about the song, the song Jolene by Dolly Parton. And yeah, so what I want to start out with a little bit is I'm going to read us part of just the Genius.com write-up of the song.
Great.
And I'm going to focus on this part, okay? So Genius.com says, the song is about a tale of a woman confronting Jolene, a stunningly beautiful woman who she believes is trying to steal away her lover and begging her, please don't take my man. Throughout the song, the woman implores Jolene, please don't take him just because you can. According to Parton, the song was inspired by a redheaded bank clerk who flirted with her husband at his local bank branch around the time they were newly married. Now, here's my question, Ellie. If you had to give what is a gay synopsis of the song Jolene and what the song is about,
okay, yes.
What would that sound like?
To me, like, it doesn't really change that much, right? But to make it more explicitly gay, I feel like the song of Jolene is a queer discovery of the writer of the song when she sees a stunningly beautiful woman flirting with her husband. And through that process of realizing, oh, this person could take my man, she sort of realizes, I don't want her to take my man. I want her to take me. And that's how I have pretty much always interpreted this song. Like, it's a song about a woman who's being like, this girl's hot. Oh, but don't take my man. Like, no, I'm still straight. You know, it's like, thou doth protest a little too much. Like, it's not about your man.
Sure.
It's about how hot you think this woman is.
Okay, I'm gonna sum this up in what my gay synopsis of Jolene would be, right? Which is Jolene, Dolly Parton's anthem, answering the classic, do I want to be her or be with her? Question. Do I hate Jolene or want to hate fuck Jolene? It's that.
It's all of the above.
It's that in song form by the iconic Dolly Parton.
It truly is. I also would like to say, because I feel like we have to give this disclaimer, just like we did for our Taylor Swift episode where we did like a should have been gay for Betty and all those kind of songs, that we are not going to speculate on Dolly Parton's personal sexuality.
We would never.
However,
we saw what happened with the gay mafia last time. We're not getting shut down.
Anything. Dolly cut our entire power.
If you missed it, check out our 9 to 5 episode with Carolyn Bergier, where the gay mafia shut my electricity off multiple times. We're not messing around, okay?
They wanted to shut us up.
Classic, straight, very heterosexual icon Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Singing Jolene.
Yes. Okay, but I would like to say, so there was this podcast called Dolly Parton's America that I listened to. I know you have not listened to it, Lee.
I have not, but tell me about it.
It was an awesome podcast. First of all, it just like basically talks about the impact that Dolly has had on pop culture, on music, just like how much of an icon she is. And they had one episode where they talked about the lesbian subtext in Jolene, right? And so they recorded this woman singing a rewritten lesbian verse, and they played it for Dolly. So Dolly heard this lesbian verse, and she was like, I guess if you're a lesbian, you might think that, but I wasn't thinking that. But that's fun. So Dolly approves of a lesbian. Dolly approves of a lesbian rewrite, even if it was not her original intention. So
amazing.
I just think we need to make clear that Dolly thinks the lesbian version of this would be fun. So that we're doing this for you. We're doing this for you, Dolly.
And she's correct. Correct. Great idea, Dolly.
And also I like how she's like, I see how you might think that. Interesting, Dolly. So well, you understand so maybe why somebody would think your song had heterosexual homosexual undertones.
Okay, let's start there. Let's start like very just clear cut, you know, canon level.
Yes.
Let's just look at the song a little bit.
Okay,
I mean,
everyone
knows the song, right?
But still, let's dive in.
If you had to pick, like, what would you start with to say what you think the gayest part of this song is?
Okay, good question. I feel like, honestly, the beginning of it, because the beginning is the exposition of, like, this woman is beautiful, right? Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your skin is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. If you wrote that to, like, if you wrote that as a love note to somebody else.
This is Emily Dickinson, the
like,
writing.
Like, literally, yeah. Though, if you wrote that as a lesbian, those two stanzas, if you just were like, hey, I like you, you're hot. That's what you wrote. Like, that's a beautiful poem to the, like, to the beauty of this other woman.
The next verse that follows should obviously be like, sit on my face, Jolene.
Exactly. Exactly. But it's like,
That's what comes next.
Oh, my husband thinks you're hot. Not me. No.
Well, that's what's so funny.
Not me though. She's like, you're hot. I can definitively say you're hot.
So, okay, here's what I think is that's the funniest thing to me about Jolene as a song is that literally that's where it starts. It doesn't start with like, I saw my husband looking at you.
No.
I saw him staring. He brings you up. He like goes to see you all. Like, no, it starts with like, here's what a babe you are. Right?
Exactly. It's like,
let
you
me
are
list
definitive.
The ways.
Yeah, let
like,
me list. What is it? Yeah. I love thee. Let me count the ways. Like, literally.
Yeah, it's literally
it's
like your
story.
You're...
It's a love song to Jolene. Yeah.
Verse one, the lyrics go, you're hot.
Yeah.
Like, literally so fucking hot.
Like flaming.
Bangable
flaming
to the max.
Hot. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I could never keep up with how fucking hot you are. Men fall all over you because you are like,
ridiculously attractive. Yeah, it's like literally like, let me tell you all the ways this woman is smoking hot. No, you don't understand.
Much.
She's
it's
really
a
hot.
Much.
Did I tell you
yeah.
she's hot though? You don't get it.
Like, you're like just... a whole package. Eyes, hair, tits, ass. You've got it all. You got it going on, girl. And also, don't take my husband.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, if you really read it as like a closeted lesbian, it would be so funny because it is like, She's hot.
Hilarious.
Oh, I have a husband.
I swear. Well, and that's okay. So the next verse does start talking about the husband, right?
Yeah.
Because the next verse is like, he talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. But then from there, it goes into, and I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, right? And it's just, she's like, yeah, of course. Why would anybody in their right mind turn you down? Anybody. Why would anybody on the planet Earth
literally
say no to you, Jolene, and your ivory skin and eyes of emerald green? How could anybody resist your charms? And I cry about it at night in my bed.
You're like, I can't stop thinking about how hot you are and how you're going to take my husband. But yeah, I think it is like, part of what I was thinking about with this song also is there is a huge difference. There are very few country songs that write their songs in this way about the other woman. Like, if you're writing about the other woman, usually you're like, I hate you, bitch. Let's fight. Like,
right. I'm gonna key your car.
I'm gonna
key
my boyfriend's car. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's like, you suck, you're ugly. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
no, I'm hotter than you.
Or like you're a slut, right?
Yeah, or like you're a big, like you're trash or whatever. She's like, you're perfect, Jolene.
Yes. Well, that's okay. Yes, you're so right.
Which is why
this
song
whole
is so
song,
iconic, to be fair. Like, even from a straight perspective, it's like, you
name
turned it on
a
its head.
Negative thing said about Jolene in this song.
Oh, she says nothing. She basically is just like, you have all the power is in your hands. Like, I can't stop you from taking my man. Like, you're too hot. Like,
right. There's nothing to be done.
There's nothing to be done. Like,
and that's what's so funny is she literally doesn't even say, like, and that would make you bad or wrong in any way ever.
She's
like,
literally,
it never
like,
gets
I wouldn't
said.
Blame. Like, that's the thing, too, when you're like, okay, so this is also,
I wouldn't blame
you. Wait, this is so funny.
It's not I wouldn't blame you. It's like I wouldn't blame him.
I wouldn't blame him because I would leave him for you too. Like, that's how I see it. That it's so funny. It's basically Becky's so hot.
Yeah.
Jolene is Becky so hot.
In this TED Talk, we will.
But legitimately, no. That is, Fletcher literally wrote a whole song about how, oh yeah, you left me for this other girl, but she's pretty hot, so I guess
she's pretty
hot. And that's
hot.
A lesbian experience.
Yes.
To be like,
yes.
Oh, you know, she's hot, I'm
fucking dead right now. okay, here's the thing, Ellie. At the top, when you were like, I can't believe you didn't write a gay version of this song. This is the gay version of the song. And here's, literally, if I was going to make a gay version of Jolene, here's the only change I think I would make is in the final verse when she says, he's the only one for me, Jolene. I would just say you're. That's it. That's the only change you need to make, okay? Because listen to this. You could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. You're the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Yes, her happiness is because she's leaving her husband for Jolene.
Like, honestly.
Well, okay, so that line also I had a different interpretation of. So, you could have your choice of men, but I could never love again, is like, this is a super queer woman who's like, this is the only man I've ever cared about. Like, this is my, like, this is my hetero.
This is my beard.
Like, this is my only possible beard. So, like, it's super important to me. Like, you could have any man. I can't have any other man besides this man. Because this is the one man that I've, like, decided is acceptable for me heterosexually. So, like, otherwise I'm screwed. So please don't take him because I worked really hard to beard up with him.
Okay, so here's what we're saying. We're saying, Jolene, 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 I'm bearding and I can't do that again.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Okay. It's like, it was so emotionally difficult for me to even try to be cool with this one man. So, like, please don't take him. I can't deal with it again. Like,
do you have any idea what men are like, Jolene?
Exactly. Please. Like, please. It's like she's begging.
Yeah.
She's like, please don't take him. I can't do this again. Like, it's so hard for me to even be with him, and he's fine. He's acceptable.
He's okay. He's just fine. He doesn't have your auburn hair, but, you know.
But, like, he'll do, okay. You know? And, like, I just can't. Like, I'm too gay to even try to start over with another man.
You know what I desperately want right now? Okay, so I'm sure a lot of people know Jolene since it came out. I mean, it's just chart-topping. Like, what is it? It's, like, in one of the, like, top 500, like, best songs ever, right? A classic. And there have been a number of A, covers, but what I'm interested in is not the covers, it's the response songs, right? There have been a number of people who have written songs from the perspective of Jolene. And what they'll say is, like, you know, they'll put out this song and they're like, oh, my inspiration is Dolly Parton's Jolene, and I wanted to write from Jolene's point of view. And so there's, like, a whole bunch of songs that people have written where it's Jolene singing to the other woman in various interpretations.
Yeah.
Right? Various interpretations of...
And there's obviously, is there a gay one?
No, here's what I want. Honestly, I don't want to write a gay version of Jolene, Ellie. Here's what I want to write. I want to write a response song from the husband's point of view, writing about how his wife is so obsessed with Jolene and how he's like, wow... My wife's a giant lesbian who has a raging fucking hard on for Jolene.
Yeah, like, also, wait, I would die too if it's like literally, you know, like, okay, when you find someone attractive, like, you're like, this is the most beautiful person I've ever seen in my entire life, right? There's a thing, like, then the husband's like, she's not even that hot.
Yeah.
Like she's just, like, you know what I mean? He's like, I don't even think she's that attractive. But, like, Dolly Parton's like, this is the hottest woman I've ever seen in my life. And he's like, I actually didn't even notice she was hot. So
here's what I'm toying with lyrically, Ellie. I'm feeling like we could do like a I would never stray, but my wife might be gay kind of vibe.
Yes.
Right? Like where he's like, I actually have no interest in this girl, but I'm pretty sure my wife does. Like,
exactly.
That's the response song that I think the gays deserve. Because like you could write it from the other woman's perspective, like you could write it from Jolene's perspective, sure, but I feel like it would be actually much funnier to write it from the man's perspective, being like, I'm actually not involved in this at all.
Yeah, actually,
this isn't actually the love triangle it's been made out to be.
You're like, wait, actually, who's Jolene?
Can we legitimately do that song? That'd be so funny.
It's like, is that bank teller's name?
Yeah. Oh my
my God, please. We write the whole song where he doesn't even know her name. He's just like this other girl. Yeah, that would be so funny.
Also, okay, oh, so God.
I want to write it now. Okay.
All right, you have time. So if you want to write it.
Yeah, but I got nothing else going on.
If you want to write it before this episode comes out, listeners, let's see. We are recording this episode. How many weeks until this episode comes out?
Like, not many, like, Ellie. Not three? Many. I don't have time for this.
3 weeks before.
Let's I might see try if, to do it anyways.
Let's see if she does it. One of the other things that you've sort of, like, we're sort of talking about in a roundabout way with the husband, like how he doesn't know her name, is like this entire song is just like, let me repeat this woman's name, right? Like, and the repetition of her name is like increases, right? Yeah. As it goes on, right? It's like the first verse, the first part, you hear her name. Then it's like a shit ton of exposition. Jolene, 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 right? And then the final part is just like her looping, like she just like loops the words Jolene over and over and over. So it's also like this like obsession. Like you can, Dolly Parton also, killer songwriter.
Yeah.
Like just like the fact that she says so much in like every word is so like,
I think I read something that said there's like under 200 words in this song because so many of them like repeat, you know?
Yeah, and yet it says so much, right?
Well, okay, and but can we talk about that repetition for a hot mm-hmm. second? Mm-hmm. Because, okay, how graphic? How graphic
do I
want to be
here? Oh my God, I know what you're going to say there.
Okay, I'm
sorry.
She's
basically moaning the name
Jolene.
Yes,
and moaning it like on a climb.
Constantly, yeah.
Like on a climb to a climax at that final...
The final
Jolene.
One, she goes up. Yeah, she
yes.
goes up. She opts
like,
up and you're
I'm,
just like,
okay.
Whoo!
And it's just, it's a very sexual repetition, right? Like, this is not like an angry, like, God damn it, Jolene. Like, she's not like, Jolene, Jolene. This is like, Jolene, Jolene. Like, there's...
Yeah. There's okay. There's some sexual energy every
there's
time she says the words
something.
Jolene. Yes.
Yes. It is like, I mean, realistically, if you were gonna like use a song as like the ADR track to a sex scene,
it will work.
It's not a bad choice. It's not a bad choice.
It is like there is something about the rhythm that's very like just like, yeah, that like consistent. And then, yeah, she keeps building, building, building to the end.
Is consistency and building a good thing that for any particular activity we could think of? I don't know.
I don't know.
Use your own imagination, listeners. Okay. That's all.
Yes.
I'm
I also feel like in the grand scheme of life, Dolly Parton has said the name Jolene more than her husband ever said it in his sleep.
Well, and that's, you know what's so funny? You know what else I think would be a hilarious way to interpret this song? Is to, like...
Is when he's talking about Jolene in his sleep, it's a nightmare because he's, like, thinking of his wife with Jolene. Actually, I don't know if that'd be a nightmare, but you know what I mean.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking you do an interpretation of the song where, like, they're literally fucking at the time.
Her right? and Jolene.
Her and Jolene. And so she's like, literally, Jolene is like all up in there. And she's like, oh, don't take my husband, Jolene. She's like, I'm begging you, Jolene. It's like a role play. Do you know what I mean? She's like, oh
yeah.
Jolene, don't
no,
take him.
Stop.
Don't stop, Jolene. Yeah. Don't do it. You're so fucking hot, Jolene. Oh my God, don't take my husband.
Yeah.
She's like sitting on Jolene's face at the time, right? Like,
yeah, yeah.
I just think that also actually works really well for the entire song.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, because then everything you have about the husband is just sort of like a tongue in cheek. Obviously, I'm full of shit because all I want to do is be here in bed with you, right? But like, wouldn't it be so funny where you have this like repressed gay housewife being like, like, oh, Jolene, Jolene, you don't know what he means to me.
Everything's sarcastic.
Everything is sarcastic.
Everything.
Like, that reading, that interpretation of it is right there because of the moaning. Because of the moaning, the name.
And also just funny where I could easily understand how you could easily take my man when she's literally like, I can understand because you literally give the best head ever. And I've experienced it.
She's like, you could have anyone, those fingers, Jolene. Like, just... But, like, you you don't know what he means to me. You know, I just, I think it would be so funny to just, it's like literally the wife with a cigarette in bed, like sheet up afterwards, just being like, Jolene,
I love my husband. Come on.
LOL, Jolene.
Oh, God. It's just got real graphic in here, but honestly, true.
But so works.
How
so
many
well.
Times does she say Jolene?
31. Over 30 times.
Over 30 times she is saying this woman's name. Also, I'm pretty sure when she wrote it. So this is like a super famous story about Dolly that she wrote Jolene and I Will Always Love You on the same day.
Incredible.
But what Incredible. If I Will Always Love You is also
about... Not that
about-
we'll speculate about anything, Dolly.
Dolly. But what if that's also about Jolene? Because it's a breakup song and she has been with her husband for a long time. So not to speculate. However, let's put them together in a little story arc, right? She writes Jolene and then she's like, okay, I had to write this. I had to get this out there to be like, I'm straight, but I sort of veiled love this woman. But she has to break up with this woman because she has to have her beard. So she's talking about like, I will always love you, Jolene. But I have to stay with my man. I'm just saying.
Incredible.
I am just saying.
The other thing about it that I like is Jolene wasn't the name of the bank teller, right, in the story. So Dolly Parton's story about how she, the inspiration behind Jolene is that there was a super hot bank teller and her husband wanted to go to the bank all the time, okay? But the bank teller wasn't named Jolene. Jolene was the name of a fan that she met, like signing mm-hmm. autographs or something, and was like, oh my God, Jolene, what a beautiful name.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Add a berry blast off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. Wow. With the new Berry Way to Pebbles. Yeah, Dabba Dabba Do You with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba Dabba Do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements, copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Like, sounds like a song, right?
Yeah.
And then used it in this song, which, like, also sucks to be that fan, right? Where you're like, oh my God, you have such a beautiful name. I'm going to write this song about this, you know, like
sucks,
harlot but, stealing my husband.
Sucks, but doesn't, because it's not about, sucks, because doesn't. She doesn't act like it's a harlot. Honestly, if I was
I know,
the
well,
fan,
but that's what I'm, but
I would
that's
be like,
point.
Oh my God, you think I'm hot?
That's my point, right? Is like, how funny is it to always tell this story about like, oh my God, this fan with this beautiful name. And then you write this song that is just like, I mean, it is like kneeling down at the altar of this woman, Jolene.
It also is like, it's so about power too, right? Like where it's like, Jolene has all the power, which I feel like when you think about like sexual dynamics, like a lot of it has to do with power and like control or giving up control. You know what I mean? And it's like, she's literally like, I'm
my happiness
putting,
depends
yeah,
on
I'm
you.
Yeah, I'm putting everything in your hands. And like,
whatever you decide to do, that's what's gonna happen.
Like,
so in the Jolene housewife sexual dynamic, you're saying Jolene's a little bit of the dom.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
I mean, that goes a lot with my reinterpretation of the scene mid-coitus, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, also, like, I mean, let's talk a little bit about, like, the husband, too, where I'm like, or she is like, it's all in your court. I'm like, part of me is just like, okay, if you really think that much that you, like, that your husband would give you up so much, like, I'm like, you probably are not in a super meaningful heterosexual relationship. You know what I mean? Where it's like,
it's not a song that casts men in a great light, no.
Right? She's like, my husband's completely powerless to any hot women, so oops.
Yeah, and who can blame him?
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, you know what? We actually talk about it. Like, I get you, man. Like, if a hot girl came tomorrow, I'd probably leave you too. Like, it excuses her husband so much. And I'm like, I feel like you can sort of, it's like a bit, it's like feminist at the same time that it's not in a way, because it's like, okay, but if your husband doesn't, so your husband doesn't have any role, like he's completely out of control, right? Like he has no control over the situation. Jolene has all the power. But I feel like it's like from a lesbian perspective, it's because she's like, yeah, hot women turn me into jelly. Like, otherwise, I feel like if you were a straight woman...
From a lesbian perspective, it's like, step on me, Jolene. Yeah,
right, but I
okay.
feel like if you were a straight woman, you probably wouldn't be like, yeah, I get it. You would be like, no, my man's a fucking dick. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You'd be like, my man's an asshole. And like, yeah, you're cute, but like, no. Right, like it.
Well,
I feel like the more standard interpretation is like the
before he cheats, right? Yeah,
yeah.
Where
and
it's
the before
like,
he cheats, I feel like is like a bit more feminist too. Where it's like not really though, because I've sung that song so many times. She tears down that woman so much.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, she's white trash. She's silly. I'm drunk. I'm stupid. You know.
Yeah.
But she's also like, it's my man's fault and I'm going to key his car, right? Like, she doesn't quite blame the woman, but she doesn't not blame the woman. And she doesn't not, like, put the other woman down, right? Whereas, like, there's another one. What is it called? Oh, You Ain't Woman Enough by Loretta Lynn, that basically says, you're not woman enough to take my man.
Yeah.
Right? That's like, and then the other one that I thought was so funny, it's called Fist City. Which basically she's like, I'm going to take you to Fist City, you bitch. Like, I'm going to fight you. So it's just, it's so different. It's so different than any other woman's songs.
Yeah.
Besides Becky's So Hot and Girl Crush.
Mm.
You know the song Girl Crush.
Yeah, I want to look up the lyrics to it, though.
So, like, Girl Crush is basically saying, like, well, this one's like, about an, I guess Becky's So Hot and Girl Crush are similar because they're both about like an ex more than a current partner.
Yeah.
But like Girl Crush is basically saying like, I want to kiss you so I can kiss him. right?
Yeah, it's a and you're like, gay.
Huh. Which we could definitely do. Should have been getting girl crush too.
Well, because okay, girl crush lyrics. I want to taste her lips. Yeah, because they taste like you. I want to drown myself in a bottle of her perfume.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Can't stop thinking about her. Like blah blah blah. I can't get her off my mind. It's a very like
look lyrically. This is a very confused song.
It's a very Jolene-esque song. Like that's the thing. I feel like they.
It is a little bit.
I feel like they took inspiration from Jolene. And we're like, oh, it'd be so cool if we write a song like this because it's like, oh, it really turns it on its head. But you're like, it's just gay. Like, it's just gay.
I mean, yeah, but it's like, but again, listen. So I want her long blonde hair. I want her magic touch. Yeah, because maybe then you'd want me just as much. And it's like, you want her magic touch? Where?
Exactly. Girl Cross is much more explicit than Jolene.
It's a little.
It's super explicit. Yeah, yeah.
I like, oh, Jesus. Okay, I'm sorry. This just keeps getting gayer. Under your bed sheets, the way that she's whispering, the way that she's pulling you in. Yep. Lord knows I've tried. I can't get her off my mind.
Yeah. You should listen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should listen to the song again, Lee. But it is like, there's like a few.
No, I mean, I've heard the song. I just, yeah. I wouldn't have remembered enough of these lyrics explicitly enough to like comment on them. But yeah, holy shit.
It's super Jolene inspired, but that's the point. Like Jolene started that kind of like song that's like a love letter to another woman disguised as a heterosexual love story, as a jealousy.
I think Can I read this quote from the Little Big Town, Karen Fairchild, who sings the song from Little Big Town? And she goes, the song is more about, quote, a girl saying to her ex, why do you love her and not me? And not about a lesbian relationship, which I kind of just love if you have to clarify that your song is like not super gay. It's definitely not that.
Yeah, just want to say.
It means you wrote a super gay song.
Yes, just want to say. But yeah, it is so gay. It is so gay. Even like as it is written, it's pretty gay. Anything else about the song? And the lyrics themselves before we dive into a few of the other, because we want to talk a little bit about Dolly Parton's heartstrings, Jolene. Yes. I would love to talk a little bit about just like Dolly in general.
Yeah.
Without
speculation.
Without speculating, but.
Let's talk a little bit real quick about heartstrings, even though I love how we intro'd this episode by being like, we're trying not to promote things. So Dolly Parton's heartstrings, we are going to mention the episode that we're focusing on is Jolene, and it was written by Dolly Parton and Patrick Sean Smith. And that's, okay, so we just want to touch a little bit real quick for anyone who's not familiar. It's a series where they basically took each episode devoted to a song and tried to flesh out a little bit of like
a story inspired by the
song. It's kind of like fan fiction of Dolly Parton songs as like small mini-sodes, right? And the first one they did was Jolene.
The best one. And yeah, it is so gay.
It's gay.
Yeah.
It's gay. Because instead of having the story doesn't start with the husband straying. The story focuses on Jolene and Emily. In the story, her name is Emily is like the wife. And it's basically all about like her and Jolene's relationship. Very close relationship. She meets her at a bar. Jolene's bartending. She meets her at a bar and immediately is like, oh my God, you're so hot. Like,
yep.
Right.
And also, I'm pretty sure Jolene is like, guesses what her favorite drink is. Like, they have a super like meet cute.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, like, you're a tequila girl, huh? Like, you know what I mean? And you're just like, what the fuck? Like, they have a very like, pre-gay relationship, yeah. Quote unquote.
You know what it reminds me of is like Afternoon Delight. It's got very that vibes, yes, for me.
Where, right? She's very like, she's obsessed with her and she's, yes, like, can't quite figure out like why she's so obsessed with this person.
Yeah. Like, and she's like, yeah, I'm like an older established like wife. I have like a life and a husband and a house and a whatever. And like, why do I keep going back to this dive bar? to hang out with this hot bartender girl. And
also
why...
played by Julianne Hough, to clarify. She's pretty hot in this, to be honest.
She's pretty hot in this. And it's like, yeah, I mean, it's just, they're like sitting and like drinking wine cuddled up together on like a couch, talking about how hot and confident Jolene is. They're like, I mean, it's just...
She gets pissed at her because she's flirting with her husband. Dolly Parton's character, because Dolly Parton's in it as her name is Babe, tells Emily that, like, oh, Jolene would flirt with a paper napkin or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't worry, she flirts with everyone. And I think Emily's more pissed off that she's like, oh, so she wasn't flirting with me. Or like she was, but it didn't matter.
Okay. And so the part that killed me, Ellie, as I was like clicking through this episode is they have a falling out and Jolene leaves town to like go to Nashville and pursue her like music career, right? And at the end of this episode, there's this scene where the wife is texting her and she writes her this text being like, I'm so sorry for what I did. Like, I hope everything, like, I hope Nashville is amazing. Like, I'll miss you, right?
Mm-hmm. Good.
And then you see her staring at her phone with the little like three dots popping up and then disappearing, and then the little three dots popping up and disappearing, and she's just like desperately waiting for Jolene to text her back. And finally Jolene texts back, I'll miss you too, which on its own, gay. That is not even the part of this gay that I want to highlight. What I want to highlight is that as this is happening, the song that is playing on top of this scene and that specifically plays as she gets that text in is Something Special by Dolly Parton, where she's singing, you may not know it, I don't always show it, but you're so important to me.
Oh my God.
And it's just a lot. And so, listen, I think the point of this, because we do still want to be focusing on the song primarily, I think what's important is Dolly Parton created this series, wrote all of the episodes, like, you know, is listed as a writer on all the episodes of Dolly Parton's Heartstrings, and chose to present the song Jolene primarily as a story about the relationship between these two women involved in the story. The husband, as is usually the case with things that we cover, an afterthought.
Yes.
Like, barely there, right?
But it is like, of course she chose. Like, that's the thing. Like, if you were trying to, I don't, that's the thing about Dolly, like, maybe to segue a little bit more into Dolly, is like, Dolly as a gay icon, she does not really shy away from like all this queer shit, right? She's very like, she supports gay rights, like drag queens are constantly like being Dolly and she's like loving it. So I feel like it is so Dolly to be like, oh yeah, let's write this story as a friendship in quotation marks between these two women, and like Jolene is never gonna act on it. Like, there's no way that Dolly would write something where Jolene is the other woman.
Right.
She's, like, writing it about, like, the, like, way that Emily thinks she might be the other woman. But, like, they never, Jolene never does anything to betray her friendship. Right? Actually, Jolene is, like, she leaves and is pissed because Emily doesn't trust her, too. And I feel like that's even more.
Yeah.
Where she's, like, basically... I mean, she leaves to pursue her career, but do you know what I mean? I feel like she's like, I can't believe you would even think I would do that. Like, I'm in love with you.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? I'm not trying to fuck your husband. Like, like, makes no sense.
Oh, Jesus.
But yes, I definitely want to rewatch that, though, because I'm like, that was so gay.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's like the source material.
The source material is ripe. For gay shit.
Is ripe for gay shit. And it is not surprising that the interpretation that Dolly landed on for it feels incredibly gay as well. Because it's just, it's kind of a gay.
It's just a gay song. Like, it is a gay song. It's just a gay song. It's a song about two women, however you want to put that together. Like, it is a song about two women with a random man as an afterthought.
Yeah.
That's it. Let's talk a little bit about Dolly. Just as a gay icon.
And how very straight she is.
I won't get into that. You know how but listeners, telepathically understand what I'm saying to you.
plug that headset antenna into
we all
the
have
gay
a collective
ether.
Consciousness.
Yes. Okay.
That we know great. Certain things.
Put on that gay tinfoil hat and
that
let's
we
listen
are not
to what Ellie
to
has
speak
to say.
Out loud into the universe.
It's actually the next minute of the podcast will just be silence as Ellie
we'll
thinks
just be
things
silent.
Into the
yeah, just, it's actually just fill in the blanks. Don't be surprised if there's silence. Okay, so Dolly as a person, first of all, has been super supportive of gay rights, like literally mm-hmm. since the 90s. So like probably even before then. Which like is also, I think, was one of the cool things about the podcast that I listened to is like they talked about how Dolly like is universal, yeah. right? Like there will be like drag queens in the audience next to like somebody from like from the South who
right.
maybe comes from a culture that's not super supportive of gay people, but it's like at a Dolly Parton concert, everyone is welcome.
Yeah.
Like, she will not tolerate people being unkind to each other. I mean,
not
she's even
on Dolly's
said,
watch.
She's even said that, like, she thinks that people who are against LGBTQ people, like, they're sinners, not gay people. Like, yeah. She's literally called them sinners.
She's fucking great. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah. So, and I mean, we know, like, she's one of the producers of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Mm-hmm. Like, her music is just, like, completely transcendent. There's a movie. Oh, Miss Congeniality 2, where there's a Dolly Parton. Remember, like, she thinks it's a Dolly Parton impersonator and she tackles Dolly and it's actually Dolly. Like, she thinks she's a drag queen, but it's really Dolly. Like, she embraces the fact that people think she's a drag queen. Like, she's yeah. drag culture, you know? So I feel like the fact that she's so open about the gay community and, like, wrote this song, even if, like, we're not speculating about her sexuality. I just like that she's even open to the fact that her song could be interpreted that way. She's not like, no.
Yeah.
You know? She's not like, no, how dare you think my songs are gay? Like, she's like, oh, that'd be cute. That'd be fun. Yeah, it would, Dolly.
We didn't say it. No one heard that.
No one said it. What else?
What else do we want to say? I think what we want to say is we should really start writing that song. And what a gay anthem Jolene is.
It is such a gay anthem. Oh, I want to go sing it. We do it in our femme set. So that
of
tells you a lot.
Of course you do.
Gay. Right next to Becky So Hot.
Here's the only
Jolene
thing.
Jolene into Becky So Hot.
Here's the only thing I think left to say, Ellie. Jolene. Should have been gay.
Wait, do we want to do a ship name for Dolly and Jolene or no?
Jolly.
Okay. Dolly and Jolene. Hashtag Dolly. Hashtag Jolly.
Hashtag Jolly.
Let's head into our Q and gay. You ready?
Q and gay.
Question number one, Lee. What is your favorite Dolly song? A, Jolene. B, 9 to 5. C, Coat of Many Colors. Or D, Here You Come Again.
Man, out of these, I have to say Jolene. I mean, that's a great song.
Is there
song.
Another one? Is there another one that you would have said?
I don't know. I mean, she's such a good songwriter, you know? Like, she's just... I think Jolene is probably high on my list.
It's such a good song.
Let's leave it at that. It's a fantastic song.
Have you listened to the song Coat of Many Colors?
Yes. Yeah.
I just love that one.
Yeah.
Just like it tells, you know, weaves a tale, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, damn, Dolly, this really hits. Yeah.
Okay. Question two, Ellie. What's the gayest part of the song Jolene? A, flaming locks. B, smile. C, don't take my man. Or D, saying her name over and over.
Over and over. 33
times.
Yes,
it's the climaxing name usage,
it's the
for 33 sure.
33 times screaming yeah. another woman's name for me. That's it.
Oh, amazing.
That is it. All right. Question number three. Who should Dolly be with? A, Jolene, or B, her husband?
I mean, come on. Come on. What husband?
Exactly.
Do you mean her husband, Jolene? Yeah, okay. Great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Here for it. Question four, Ellie. What makes Dolly Parton a gay icon? A, Dolly drag. B, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. C, standing up for marriage equality. Or D, boobs.
It's going to be D for me. Boobs. That's
amazing.
It. All right. Question number five, Lee. Have you ever been to Dollywood? A, yes. B, no. Or C, not yet.
I have not. I don't know if I can even say not yet. I don't know that I have a plan to go. Have you been?
I have never been, but it's definitely like a thing.
It's on the list.
In my life.
Okay.
Yeah. I need to go to Dollywood. I love it. Okay. Her.
I feel like I don't actually know all that much about Dollywood.
It's just like Disneyland for Dolly.
Yeah.
So I'm in.
Okay. Sold.
That's it. That's it. Amazing. Well, listeners, you can give us your answers to this episode's Q&A questions on our Twitter at Let's Hang Out Pod.
Let me hear you say hip, 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 well, yeah.
We love hearing from you and building community, so we want to shout out some of our favorite things each episode. Today, we'd like to shout out Tressa, who shared a photo of their Porch Pride t-shirt at the Toronto Dyke March. So happy you are repping some Let's Hang Out merch and hanging out with all the dykes in Toronto.
Hot stuff. Please always send us your merch photos, especially when you're at a dyke march.
Please.
We also want to shout out this I love because the username is Power Rangers Fan Anti Dino Fury.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Love it.
Left us a YouTube comment on a clip from our episode with Valerie back when we talked about Nightmare Before Christmas for Should Have Been Gay. And their comment said, all this could have been why Disney decided to have it be released under Touchstone Pictures at first instead, because it's riddled with homosexuality.
They're really trying to cover their gay asses.
I just love it. So they talk about the two little kids holding hands in excitement of the Pumpkin King rising out of the cauldron, mm-hmm. and Jack's lament, and then says there's probably more things in it that could point to homosexuality, and yet we can't find it. I think we found all of them, actually.
Oh, yeah. We found all of them. Don't worry.
We found all of them.
Don't worry.
So I thought that was great, and I thought the username was great. I loved it.
Incredible. As always, we want to thank our Lesbian Jesus patrons, Mark Foster,
Tanya Ferguson,
Alana Rosen,
Lizette Stye,
Adi Benitez,
Fiona W.,
and Sophia Phillips.
And our King Princess patrons, Amy and Ellen,
Leah Henley,
Andrea Doucette,
and Julia Gonzalez. Thank you so much. We could not continue to make this show without you and all of our Patreon supporters.
Remember, you can also find us on all the social medias. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Les Hangout Pod.
You can email us at leshangoutpod@gmail.com.
You can check out our website at leshangoutpod.com.
Whatever app you use for podcasts, make sure you subscribe so you'll be the first to know when new episodes drop.
We also have videos going up on our YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/leshangoutpod to catch them.
Les Hangout is an independently produced show hosted by us with audio production by me. Our production assistant is Krista Murison. And Twitter shenanigans and various other silly tasks by Lee Holmes Foster. All the
if you want to support our little team, the first thing you can do is free. It's easy. You can leave us a rating and a review on whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. A, we like reading them. And B, it helps new people find the show.
If you want to support us on Patreon, it's a huge help to help us continue to grow our show, to make sure we pay our independent team, and make sure that we can afford all of the things that go into making a podcast. We have been making this show for the past 7 years. This is our 7th year running. And our Patreon supporters are what have continued to keep us going. So thank you to our Patreon supporters. If you'd like to be a new one, we would love to hit 200 patrons in season 7. So help us get there at bit.ly/lespatreon. You also get access to bonus episodes, so there's content that you will never see if you are not a patron. So join now.
If you want to get some Les Hangout merch, we have all sorts of designs. You can get them on t-shirts, on tank tops, on sweatshirts, on tote bags, on whatever it is that you need for all of your gay merch. You can find all of our designs at our TeePublic at bit.ly/lesshop.
And remember, we have a queer production company making queer podcast musicals with guaranteed happy endings that you can find everywhere at @dollarbeanprod.
You can also check out our website, dollarbeanproductions.com.
You can listen to all of the episodes of our first show, The Flame, on any podcasting app.
And if you want to help support us making more musicals, many of you know we have been hard at work all summer recording and starting production of our next show, Journey to the Heart. We still have a ways to go, but we are getting close. It's so soon. It's coming up so soon. We're so excited for everyone to hear it. And if you want to help support us making that show and more shows down the line, you can also join our Patreon at bit.ly/dollarbeanpatreon.
If you want to follow us individually, you can follow me at Ellie Brigida on Instagram and TikTok.
And you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSH Foster.
With that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee.
And let's hang out again soon.
Let's hang out.